A massive storm has dropped snow, sleet, and ice on a large part of the nation. More than 20 deaths have been blamed on the weather, and more than a million people have lost electricity. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The storm has affected more than a dozen states, from New Mexico to the eastern seaboard. But North and South Carolina suffered some of the most extensive damage. A half inch of ice formed on trees, power lines, and highways, making travel difficult and leaving entire cities without electricity on one of the coldest nights of the year. Outside of Durham, crews worked atop utility poles in freezing temperatures trying to clear away tree branches that had collapsed onto power lines from the weight of the ice. It's a job they say will take days. They're telling residents it will be at least late this weekend before everyone's power is back on. Jerry Boyd of Duke Power Company says thousands of utility cables came down during the storm.
A line came to stand about a quarter to a half an inch of ice on it. We've been hearing them fall all day. All day. You just hear them fall. It sounds like a shotgun going off.
Duke Power officials are calling this storm the most destructive to their facilities since Hurricane Hugo struck this area more than a decade ago. In that storm, some people were without electricity for 3 weeks. The repairs are expected to be finished sooner this time, but many residents still are stocking up on emergency supplies. At a Durham Home Depot store, which itself was without power, shoppers navigated the darkened aisles to buy kerosene heaters, batteries, and other supplies. Pat Phillips picked up fire logs and bottled water and said the situation at home was difficult.
We don't have any electricity, the phone's not working, and then, you know, you can't recharge your cell phones now. Yeah, and I can't find a drugstore open. I need charcoal so I can cook. I want to cook on the grill, you know, so we'll have food. It's awful.
This part of the country is unaccustomed to winter weather this severe, and for many people, the top priority is staying warm until the electricity is back. Mary Abrams had hoped to buy a generator at Home Depot, but found them all sold out. She says she and her husband will rely on simpler measures to fend off the cold.
We're going to crawl up into bed, keep each other warm. We do have a burner on our grill so we can heat water and heat up our soup on the outside and come in and eat, and then we'll just have to snuzzle.
Throughout the Carolinas, the Red Cross and other agencies opened emergency shelters for people not able to stay home. In the basement of this Durham Middle School, health department employees tended to a handful of elderly and disabled visitors. Travis Marshall, who uses a wheelchair, says he came to the shelter for warmth and medical care.
My home nursing agency that comes in twice a day, because of the weather, they can't get out. So, you know, I was trying to find shelter and heat.
Durham city leaders imposed a dusk to dawn curfew overnight and banned alcohol sales in an effort to prevent traffic accidents and looting. North Carolina Governor Mike Easley declared a state of emergency to help speed the cleanup. Forecasters say the temperature will reach into the 40s today, allowing most of the ice to melt by the weekend. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Durham, North Carolina.